Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, and with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com, that's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
The 1911 is one of the most iconic firearms in history. Designed by John Browning, the 1911 was the standard-issue sidearm of the U.S. military from 1911 to 1985. While Colt produced the original, almost every major firearm company has produced its own version. It's wildly revered for its reliability, crisp trigger, and is still a favorite for all types of shooters. Whether you're looking to buy or build a 1911 and just about everything for guns, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
Welcome to the Whitetail Legacy Podcast. Another week, another podcast coming at you. Appreciate you tuning in. This week, I'm coming at you. I had a guest cancel. This is a time of year where guests cancel quickly because there are so many family things going on. But I've been wanting to podcast with you guys about this time of year, some goals to set for next year, my plans for the rest of the deer season, so on and so forth, and just kind of catch up on what I've been doing over the past week. So that's what this episode's going to be, some deer content, hunting content, my goals for next year, how I'm going to hopefully achieve those, and some other just housekeeping deals. Things to look out for next year that's coming down the pipe, things that I'm trying to work on. And I also want to go over my personal goals with you. I have started my accountability groups, and I think it would be cool to set my personal goals with you and to be accountable for them with all you guys listening. Also, it's a perfect time of year. Everybody starts next week with the New Year's resolutions, but it's a perfect time of year to start thinking about your goals for next year and what you want to achieve. But like always, we got to get into the people that make this possible, and that's starting off with Exodus Outdoor Gear. Another terrific year working with Exodus. Thank you guys so much for using that code WL at checkout. You guys rocked it this year. Really showed support to the podcast and to Exodus brand. I know you guys got some high-quality gear. That code is still live as of right now. I'm not sure if they're going to change it up for next year, but you can still go out there and snag a rifle, or you can still go out there and snag some of the new NIS arrows, or those boosters antennas that I mentioned last week. One thing I will like, I have to say about the rifles is their battery life is really, really good. I did some that I did not run lithiums in this year. I know they suggest lithiums, but man, you run that many cams, it gets expensive. So, I cheaped out and run some cheaper batteries, and they've been holding up good. So, like I said, that code is still live if you're looking to get a couple more cell cams. I had a couple messages. One guy said he was going to purchase a bunch. I think tax time's coming, so people are wanting to kind of get an idea of what they want to sell or what they want to buy when they get that refund. And a couple guys messaged me and saying that they're going to be getting some cell cams. They want some info on them. But if you guys have any info, want some, you know, first-hand experience of a guy that's used them for the last 5 years, reach out. I'd love to chat about cell cams or reg cams with you, whatever you got going on. Next is Rec Broadheads. Be on the look out for a new broadhead coming out. Of course, ATA time, you know something's going to be popping out of wreck broadheads. They've had some good success with it last year. I'm excited to see it. I don't even know what it is yet. But I am going to be working with them next year, and my code will still be live, WLP15. If you're looking for some broadheads for next year or you want to purchase them early, I'll save you 15% at the checkout. Dark Night Outdoors, if you guys need any thermals, guys, man, I took the boys out thermal hunting, went coyote hunting, and then we I messed up on a coyote, but we called in four on the thermal at night, and man, it's just so cool to see them coming in, and the boys had a handheld one and was watching them come in, and just such a cool experience. And then we went coon hunting and just wrecked the coons. Boys had a great time. They did all the shooting, and I think we ended up with 12 coons and 2 possums, and they had a really good time, and the farmer was extremely happy because he'd been having a lot of crop damage. Stocks pulled down from coons, so he told me to go back out there the next night and kill more, because there was quite a few that, you know, kids are setting up the guns on the bipod, and they got away. But shout out my buddy Garrett. He brought his gun down for the boys, and bipod set up, and really made an awesome night for them. Lots of fun, lots of dead coons, and just a memory that they have forever, as well as me and Garrett. But next but not least is the first form. Like always, guys, if you want to talk about fitness, we're going to talk about fitness in this episode a little bit. Not only, you know, physical fitness, but mental fitness. If you guys are struggling, you want to talk about it, you'd like to join an accountability group. I have 3 going right now, and I'll tell you what, those have been awesome to see these guys that want to see other people succeed, pushing each other, talking about workouts, talking about what they're just doing in life, the struggles that they have going on, and chatting that out, whether it's with their wife, with their kids, work, whatever they got going on. It's really cool to see that, and I'm here for you guys. I want to be that guy. That's one of my main goals next year. I want to be the guy that's motivating dads as well as, you know, husbands to do the right thing, to push the extra limit, you know, to play with their kids more, to not be satisfied with what the society says is normal, like the dad works a bunch and has to provide. I want to push that out and push this this fit, exciting, playful dad that is able to do anything and enjoy his kids to the maximum and let them enjoy their time with you to the maximum. So we'll get into that later, but the call out of the week, and this is going to be a hard one for a lot of people, and I'm going to try to do it as well. So what I want to do is, this time of year, a lot of people go to Christmas parties, whether it's at work, family, whatever. I want you to find someone that you've known, but you haven't really talked to a bunch. Maybe it's like your nephew or, you know, a niece or your sister-in-law or a brother-in-law or someone that you're like, you talk to every now and then, but you don't like really, you know, get into a good conversation about something with, and put your phone down and go over there and start a conversation with them. Like, ask some questions, be really, really engaged, excited to talk to them and kind of see where that relationship goes. I feel like this time of year, people get together and it seems like in the past, there was more of an actual like family getting together. Now it's more like groups of family, like at the party that are separated, at least in, you know, some of my gatherings, even at work, there's like certain groups that are like segregated a little bit and they're chatting, but no one's like bouncing around talking to everybody. And a lot of people are on their phone, even when they're in the circle talking, or, but just try to step away from the phone, enjoy your family and engage in some conversation with someone that maybe you haven't conversed, maybe you haven't talked to your mom for, you know, like a real good conversation with her for a while because you've just been going through life. Go over to your mom and say, man, you know, if she's retired, how's retirement treating you? You know, what are you and dad doing these days? You know, how's your health? You know, how you feeling? Like, just get in, asking her questions and see where their conversation goes. I'm gonna go visit my grandpa and grandma, and that's something that I'm gonna do pretty heavily. I'm going to talk to my grandpa. Like, I've messaged my grandma and talked to her on the phone some, but my grandpa isn't really the talking phone type as much. So I'm going to just sit down and talk to him. You know, no phone, probably 2-3 hour conversation I can see myself having with him. And a lot of times, It seems like those grandpas and, you know, uncles and stuff like that, they want to talk, but they don't want to bother you with it. I feel like if you put the foot out there, you might open it up and you might get into real good conversation and have a memory with him that, you know, or her that will last a lifetime. So I think that wraps up all the housekeeping, but getting into this week's episode, let's talk about deer hunting, because that's what we're here for. Man, looking at the extended forecast, guys, it is just very, very sad. Like, it's there's nothing real positive about it. I did move a bunch of cams, and I have located some really good deer, finally. It took a while, but the weather is just not – it's not cracking up to be, you know – I mean, we got – the lowest temperature I got in the next 15 days is 24. 22. So, you know, we got some days in the 30s that I'll probably hunt, but we got a stretch here all week through Christmas and the first of next week that's 50s. You know, 54 for the high, 55 for the high. Christmas is 53 for the high with rain. So it's going to be tough hunting, guys. It's going to be tough. Those bucks aren't going to have to move. They're going to be nocturnal as hell. Not saying you can't kill, but it's going to be tough. And you're just waiting on a good cold front to come through. And, you know, maybe when it drops from that 50 to that 29 on Wednesday, Thursday of next week during that New Year's Eve time, if you got any time off during that, it might be a time to go out there and try it in the evening. But it's going to be a booger for a while, guys. It's just not ideal for this time of year. You want some cold temps, snow on the ground, deer hitting the food plots. I am going to be taking my boy during the late doe season, killing some does. I might kill a doe, you know, and I'm not giving up on the bucks. I got some aces in my hole, like I always do. You know, you never want to give away everything you got going on, but I'm not out of the game yet. I killed December 30th last year, I'm not going in the state of Illinois. I'm going to say that I'm not going to shoot a lesser buck just to shoot one. If I shoot a deer, it's going to be one that I want, and that's going to be the same thing for next year. I've kind of stuck to, I'm okay with killing. I don't feel like I have to validate myself with you guys every single year like I used to. Maybe just maturing as a person and honestly not caring as much about the validation of the social media and stuff that I did in the past. I'm not going to kill something of lesser quality than I want. And I got a couple bucks that I would love to kill, and I got a couple bucks that are really solid that if I had given the opportunity, I'm going to pass for next year. I got a 12-pointer that I had multiple times daylight in October, and now he's back. And, you know, in the past, I'd go out there and hunt him for sure. But this year, I'm just not feeling it, you know. I was out working out in the garage with the boys, and I got four skull plates of bucks that I haven't mounted, three in the last three years. And, three, not last year, European does, but the years before. Missouri deer, you know, deer I shot up here. And they're like, why aren't you mounting them? I'm like, you know, I just don't know. You know, maybe one day we will. But the cost of a mount and it's just not a driving factor. I used to be the guy that wanted 50 on his wall, people to come over and look at him and talk about how good of a hunter I was and talk about all the memories and stuff. And now I'm just in it for the memory of myself and that moment, that kill. I could share it with you guys and motivate other people to hunt. And just having the mounts on the wall, I think that, I mean, that showcases a memory for yourself, but it's almost for other people as well, just to come by and look at your deer and kind of showcase them that way, which is really cool. But I know it's an honorable way to show the deer, but I still have them, you know, hanging up, skull-plated, nice, European-mounted, nice. It's going to take something big for me to mount it. Not saying I'm not going to ever mount a deer again. I definitely will. But it's going to take something nice for me to mount it, just because it's my hunting is, you know, everything evolves over time, and it's just changing throughout the year. But, like I said, this year for hunting, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough going out there for late season, for at least for where I live, Midwest, Missouri, northern Illinois. You know, you get north of that, you might get some fronts that we're not getting. But around here, it's pretty piss poor, to say the least. But I do have some pretty cool podcasts lined up for you guys coming up. I got the land trust guy, Nick. That's something really cool that I'm probably going to be working with next year. So be on the lookout for that. That's basically you can lease ground for a day or a week in Nebraska, private land, or Colorado, or wherever. And instead of paying an outfitter, you have private land to go on, and there'd be no one else out there except you. And a lot of them have like places to stay, and it's pretty reasonable prices. And especially if it's someone that like, you know, wants to go to Iowa for whitetail, or Illinois for whitetail, Missouri, they have places that you can lease this private ground and have big deer on, and you're not going to pay that outfitter fee, and you're not going to have to pay for a hotel. It's all kind of a good package deal. And they have a website if you want to check that out, but pretty cool. I'll be talking with Nick soon. I just seen him message me. That's why I brought that up. But that's kind of the catch up for deer season. I moved the cams. I'm on the bucks. I'm on, one that's in the mid 60s, one that's probably a 50 class deer. The mid 60 one's consistently hitting the food, but he's not hitting it till 9 something. And I'm right on the edge of where I can push to hunt him. But he's big, big deer, really cool. He has been on my late season food plot area. So we got some cold weather there late January. You know, if the extended forecast changes, I got a real good chance at that buck. So I'm just trying to play my cards right, keep the pressure off that area and not hunt and, let that deer kind of do his thing, feel safe. It's really cool that I have deer on that property this late in the year, because most of the time I don't. And that just goes to show you that my little amount of pressure on that property is really paying off this year with the deer and the does holding out. So be interesting to get his sheds and see exactly how big he is. But I'd really like to kill him, put him on the ground at the end of the year there, like I did last year. But time will tell. But getting into the goals for next year. So this year, guys, you guys know that I kind of went. I had all that private ground, and I was feeling real good about myself, my chances, on some bucks from last year like crazy, and it all changed. And I've recorded podcasts about it and kind of my struggles of this year, and shot a buck on the shoulder and passed some really good deer, not upset that I passed them at all, passed old deer that just, you know, were 5.5, 6.5-year-old deer, but just weren't the quality I wanted, you know, the rack size, not the age class, just the rack size I was wanting to kill. You know, one day I might get to that mature buck deal, but right now I'm after the rack size, just straight up honesty. You know, if I had history with a deer, like multiple years of history, of course I'm going to kill that deer. You know, an old buck that I know I've had 1 year history with, never encountered before, and I counter him this year, like I did, I did Frank. He was 15 yards broadside hitting the scrape, then he's 25 yards. I had time to film him with the main camera. Filming with my phone for like 25 minutes. I mean, I had plenty of time to kill this deer, and just was jacked up there, but just not enough to grab the bow and pull the bow back. You know, I said nothing really tweaked my trigger to get me fired up. But I have picked up one other piece of property already, and a good buddy of mine, he knows who he is going to let me hunt it. I've never hunted any of his stuff before, but he's going to let me hunt it. I'm going to run a cam there, and I'm also going to go back to public. I know I said I wouldn't do it, but the quality of bucks that I want are there, and it's just the workload amount. I'm going to run less cams, reg cams. If I do hang reg cams, I'm not going to check them. I'm just going to run them all year, maybe check them whenever I run into them, but I'm not going to do any big camera pulls in the summer or anything. I might go hang 10 or so, 12 on public, and just leave them, let them set, and see what I can run into. But I know the quality of buck that I want to kill is there, and it's just hard for me to know that they're there. You know, they've been there in the past every single year and not go in there and hunt them. And I was kind of watching the pressure of that place while I was hunting my private ground, and the pressure seemed to be down as well. And I know a lot of the other guys out there were kind of having kids, that were hunting it hard were having kids and switching jobs, and it just seems like there wasn't as near as many people hunting out there as there used to been, so that might be a bonus as well. So I'm probably going to be back out there swinging in the trenches unless I run into some awesome private ground with the lease or some permission. I do have some feelers out, always do, and I'm going to be trying to get new ground throughout the whole entire year. But it's a struggle to get ground. Everybody knows it. It's a rich man's game in some places, especially around me. Most of it's all locked up. You either got to know a family friend or have permission or lease it, one or the other. So I got some ideas, some spots that I'm going to be reaching out to. I got some feelers in, and we're going to see what we can do. But main goal next year, kill a big buck, straight up, kill a big rack deer. High 50s, 60 class deer is what I'm going for, and that's the main goal for next year. I'm going to go to Missouri next year, no ifs, ands, or buts. I was wrapped up and trying to kill this year here, but just the experience of the getting away and the hunt, I'm going to try to make that a priority as well. Maybe take a buddy with me, get another memory there, and hopefully get a buck down. You never know. But just go for the thrill of the hunt and the travel and that, and not get so roped up in killing a buck here that I can't pull myself away and go down there. That'd be the main goal is, get my kid on more deer, try to get him on a turkey this spring, and try to kill a giant buck next year. Like everybody else's goal, I'm whether it's private, public, I don't really care where it's at, just whatever I can get on the biggest class deer. I am only going to try and hunt a couple of deer, though. The things in the past I've done where I'm on 5-6 different bucks, I'm going to pull off. I'm going to find the two biggest deer that I think deem killable, and I'm hunting them. Plain Jane, simple, moving cams, not dedicating cams on properties where there's not bucks, just trying to wait to see if something shows up. I'm going to dedicate all my assets to that buck and see if that works. Go back to what I used to do when I was hunting freeze and play that game again. It's a very frustrating game, but it's a fun game. I'll get that drive back, that dog in me that I need. Like I got the dog when I'm working out, but I don't have the dog when I'm hunting as much as I used to. I used to just want to live out there and kill these bucks, and I just don't have it. So next year I'm going to try to get that fire back, get out there and rip. Another goal for next year is release an episode every single Wednesday like I always do. Really step up my Patreon game. I kind of slacked on that this year. Released a few episodes, some nice posted content on there about what I had going on, but definitely fell short on my goals of that. No excuses other than just time and not putting that as a priority. But those guys are showing me the most love possible, signing up for that Patreon and that kind of content. So my plan for next year is I'm going to locate some of these big deer and going to run the Patreon. And anybody that's in that Patreon is going to be able to come hunt with me on that public land. And hopefully I'm on another 180, 190 inch deer. So that's the goal for me is to show some love to those guys and pretty much say, hey, here it is. Here's this public land. Come up and, I'll help some with the tag is my plan is try to pay for half the tag or the whole tag, depending on how the podcast is going, how the Patreon's going and, get out on that public and, try to kill a giant buck. If not, if I got something fire on private, might sneak out there as well. But my plan is to do that, to actually hunt with whoever it is for 3 or 4 days, whatever they can come up, and film for them for those days and just enjoy the camaraderie and show some love. So we'll be going over that next year, when to enter for that. I think that's going to be something cool. I know some other Patreons have done that as well, but I don't know if they're going on and actually filming the guy and documenting the hunt and doing all that, but that'd be something really cool to do. Getting into some more goals. Now this is where it gets not so much hunting, and more, physical and mental goals. So my accountability groups are growing and they are phenomenal. I cannot believe how cool of a guys I got in there. I actually have we're starting a Shout out Trey. He reached out and asked if I'd have interested. He knows I read a lot of books. I audiobook a lot and I read at night. It gets me incredibly tired while I'm laying in bed, and I go straight to bed after reading, 10, 12 pages. But we're starting a Christian-based men's book, and kind of having a small group, a Christian small group, talk about, we're going to read this chapter this week, and we're doing it with the Born Again guys. If you guys know them, they're good friends of mine. And Trey, and we're going to kind of read into that book, kind of dissect it, talk about how everybody feels about the chapter, what they picked out, kind of deep, that kind of hit them hard or something that they need to work on in this chapter. And that's going to be cool, man. It's going to be cool. I feel like that is such a touchy topic, as well as something that a lot of people keep private. And my goal next year is to be more outspoken about that. Kind of take you guys along with this group and let you guys know how I'm going to be doing. I am a Christian, and I think that's something that needs to be known next year more frequently. I have people message me and kind of ask me if I am, or if they're talking about that and they're kind of tiptoeing around. And I guess that's kind of the way it is this day and age, but I want it to be more well known that that's what I represent, doing the right thing, trying to be the best human being you possibly can. So going to be adding that as well. I got a lot of good ideas for this year, but if you guys know my goals, I normally stick to them, just like releasing episodes, man. I try to really, really stick to what I'm saying. But the accountability groups, guys, if you don't want to get into mine, think of a couple guys that you know that you just want to chat with. I don't even care if it's fitness-wise. Like, it could be work. It could be family, it could be someone that you went to high school with, like anything. Just say, hey dude, would you want to get into a group chat and just, message each other and see how your week's going? Just as kind of like a place to chat with another solid dude and just see if they're into it. You know, some guys aren't, some guys are. And then you see where it goes from. And man, I've had some in-depth conversation with people about their wives, struggling with that, kids, work, fitness, a lot of fitness. Guys are I'm going to say 90% of guys want to be fit. They want to do the right thing. A lot of times they just choose not to, and it just blows me away how many guys are out there and they want to achieve this stuff, but they don't know how. And I had that guy. I had a couple guys to reach out to and say, "Okay, guys, I'm tired of the way I look. I'm tired of the way I feel. What can I do? Where do I need to start?" And I had guys that were patient with me when I asked 3,000 questions, and now I get to be that guy. It's so awesome to be able to turn the page and give back to the community of dudes, but main fitness goals for the year is I want to run 8 miles a week, running something that I've enjoyed ever since junior high. I was in cross country, and I just like it because when you're running, you're just thinking about how soft you are and how you can barely breathe, and you're not thinking about anything else. So literally, until you stop running, you're literally thinking about nothing but how long have I been running, my legs hurt, I can't breathe, and you're not thinking about anything else. It's such a mind-numbing, cleansing time, and I'm going to get 4 lifts in a week, every single week, for the whole entire year. I was doing 6, then I was doing 5, and I'm not saying I won't do 5, not saying I won't do 6, but I will realistically get 4 in. I don't care if it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I don't care what it is. From Monday to Sunday, I will get 4 lifts in and 8 miles. I've been struggling on the 8 miles just because it's so damn cold out, boys. It's cold. It's my gym, my outside gym in the podcast studio. Freezing, dude. It's freezing out there. It's 18 right now, and it's cold. But we got some warmer temps coming, so I shouldn't have an excuse not to run when it's 30-something out. That's my main fitness goals. I am going to shed a little weight for the summer, like always, but not get crazy. Get to where I feel comfortable and go from there. Do it slow over time and track it with my accountability groups and go from there. So if that's something that you guys are interested in, and like I said, you want some more feedback on, don't be afraid to reach out, dude. If it's Christian stuff, it's being a dad, I'm not going to have all the answers. Straight up. I'll tell you that right now. I'm not that kind of guy that's going to be able to word stuff, but I can listen. I can listen. I can chat with you, whether it's over email, it's over Instagram, it's over Facebook. I want to be that dude that's there for you. I've said that I don't know how many times, and I don't want it to come off as salesy, or I want to have a positive impact on fathers and men that are getting into that fatherhood time. My past is very, very scarred, like a lot of other people. And my main calling is, you know, being a dad straight up. That's what I was meant to do on earth, is be a dad. It took me a long time to realize that that's what I was supposed to do, but I really feel like that is my jam. I'm damn good at it. I'm really proud that I'm good at it, and I put a lot of effort in to be good at it. And a lot of tricks and tactics I've learned over the years. But the main thing is you have to work on yourself to be good for your kids, no matter what any guru says or anything like that. You have to be solid mentally to be able to be solid mentally for your kids. It's straight up is. But if you guys want to reach out, talk about your goals, well, your fitness, maybe your mental, your work, you're trying to make more money, you're trying to work less, you're trying to get your house remodeled, whatever it is, share your goals. So you have to be accountable. That's why I'm sharing my goals with you guys. I want to be accountable for what I got going on and, what needs to be done and what I'm called to do. And I'm called to make an impact in people's lives. So if you have any, you know, diet needs, supplement needs, anything like that, reach out, man. I have the knowledge, and if I don't have the knowledge, I have the outlet to someone that knows. So hopefully I've motivated you a little bit, maybe to make some goals and stick to them, maybe to reach out some people, maybe to have some conversations, and maybe to make 2024 your year, like straight up. This could be your year. This could be the year where it all came together, man. Whether you've been doing good and you need to work on this one thing, or you know you're not doing so well and you need to work on a bunch of things. Like, I know this is a hunting podcast and it will always be a hunting podcast, but I'm drawn for it to be more. I'm excited to make it that this way in 2024. As for future podcasts, I'm going to be doing a couple company podcasts just to kind of wrap up the year. And then I'm going to be going into the Bucks of 2023. I already got a couple people signed up for that. That's something that you'd be interested in doing. Sharecasing your story of your hunt. You've wanted to come on a podcast for years. You've never known which one to go. Maybe it was your first buck. Maybe, you know, it wasn't gigantic buck. I don't really care. I'm going to let people have a voice and make connections all across the state and grow this brand in a positive way with letting people share their stories. And like I said, I've already got a few people, Pennsylvania, Mississippi, and I forget the third one. They're all in my notes. Yeah, reach out if you want to come on the show. Instagram, Facebook, email, whatever. We'd love to chat about your buck and give you a platform to share your story for more people to hear and hopefully motivate people in your state to kill a buck, you know, or to hunt more, or, you know, to dive in and figure out what they want to do. So like always try to do the right thing, guys. I've said that all year. I really like adding that in. It can mean 1,000 different things, you know, but when you hear it, hopefully it hits something. You're like, man, yep, I need to do the right thing. Try to leave a legacy. Leave a legacy is more than, you know, you can leave a legacy at work with being a positive impact at work, being a motivator. You can leave a legacy with your kids. You can leave a legacy with your grandpa. You know, you can do it in so many different ways, big and small. So try to leave a legacy, and Whitetail Legacy is out.